What is going on, everybody? I am so excited, man, to have you guys on part of this edition of Bishop Chronicles Podcast, man. Listen, man, what a last couple weeks it has been, man. Let me tell you, it's crazy. Today, man, we're going to jump right into it, man. We only got about a few minutes, man. We're going to be talking about five ways to increase membership in your church or membership. Five ways to increase your membership in your church or ministry. For those who don't know me, my name is Dr. Holly Mays. I'm your host for Bishop Chronicles Podcast, where we talk about everything ministry in between, on the outside, controversial and non-controversial. So if it got something to do with the church, we're going to talk about it. But listen, let's get right into it. Five ways to increase your membership. Why is this important? Because without members, whether that's social media, whether that's in-house, it doesn't matter. You need members, okay? And you can sit up here and act like you don't need members all you want. Take it from a person who has had a lot of members, lost a lot of members, regained a lot of ministers, been a part of ministries with a lot of ministers, members, seen a big church decrease to a small church. Let me tell you, it matters, okay? So I want to make sure that you guys understand the principles to growing your ministry, all right? The first thing, let's get into this, man, because, you know, let me tell you, nowadays with COVID-19, it's crazy. It is crazy. We don't know what's going to happen, but there's still some social media that you could be on. There's still some things that you can do to increase your membership. Now, watch this. Just because someone doesn't physically go to your church does not mean that they're not your member. All right? Hear what I'm saying on this. Okay? Because a lot of times we think that people got to physically be in your church in order for them to be your member. And that's just not true. Okay? So I want you guys to make sure that you recognize that. So let's talk about the first one. What does it take? What's the first way to increase somebody becoming a member? The first thing is you have to ask. I know somebody's gonna say, well, hold on, man, that's a no-brainer. You have no idea how many people will be in a church and see guests come in and out and never ask, hey, if you would like to be a member, we call it the invitation. Okay? Invitation to membership. And Baptist churches do it, Methodist churches use it, but apostolic churches, Kojic churches and all them, they don't really do it. So I'm telling you right now, the first thing you got to do is ask someone to be a part of your church. You have not because you ask not. All right? And I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm not trying to be, you know, facetious. I'm just telling you right now, you have not because you ask not. And we just don't like asking people to share in the vision, to help grow, develop, and build the vision, because we hope someone will get it. And on the flip side, sometimes it's pride. Real talk, pastor, sometimes it's pride, because I don't want you to know that I need your help. And I'm telling you now, don't look at me like, oh, okay, you know, he don't know what he's talking about. Yes, I do. Because I've been there. I was that person that sat up and said, you know, I'm not gonna let them know that I really need help until them bills start coming in and it's coming out your household. Sometimes you gotta ask for help. That's just point blank, period. You just gotta ask for help, all right? So I had to start asking people, okay? That's the first thing I did. I had to ask. And when I asked, I didn't ask because I want you to be a servant or I wanted you to be an employee. I asked because I wanted you to be a team member. I wanted you to fill in your spirit to come and be a part of this vision and help grow the vision. That's why I asked. I didn't need your money, okay? I didn't need your money because I didn't start my ministry banking on members to pay for. You know, I taught the Bible. I teach tithing and offering and I teach the value of it and how it links you with blessings, miracles, signs, and wonders from heaven. But some people don't get that. So you can't ask people all the time to be a member of your church based on your need for finances. You just can't do it. All right? So that was the first thing. I had to ask. All right? Y'all make sure y'all writing this down now. I had to ask. All right? The next thing I did, watch this now. The next thing I did, I had to give them something to be a member of. Hey, listen. This is almost as important as asking. If you ask somebody to join you to do something, and they look at me like, okay, well, you want me to join, but join what? what exactly do you want me to join? Here, man, I'm not playing with you, man. Listen, I used to be a part of a ministry, and I'm not going to call the ministry out, but I used to be a part of a ministry, man, and they wanted you to be a part of the ministry. And I'm like, well, hey, bro, listen, I ain't got no problem being a part of your ministry, but what are we doing? The only thing we do is come to church on Sundays, go to Bible study on Tuesdays, and that's all we do. There's no extracurricular activities. We don't fellowship with other churches. We're not in the community. We don't do any of those things. Why would I join your church and not join that church down there that's so active in the community, can actually help my family, all that? Because watch this now. In giving people stuff to do and making them feel, everybody wants to feel like they're a part of something. They do. Everybody wants to feel like they're a part of something. And if you want somebody to be a member, but they don't feel like they're a part of something, then they're not. They're going to become a member, but then they're going to not become a member the minute they find something else that excites them or draws their attention more. I'm being honest with you, okay? And they don't have to tell you. Even though, you know, it's protocol to say, hey, you give a letter. Technically, they ain't got, I mean, people, it's, they say if you're leaving your apartment, you're supposed to give a 30-day notice. Some people leave and don't get nothing. So the same way happens in the church. But if they don't feel connected, if they don't feel attached, then guess what? They're not going to do it. Point blank, period. I learned this from my own experience. So you got to make sure that you give them something to be a member of. You know, why would that family join your church? Do you have family services? You know, what criteria do you have for the children? You know, if I bring my 4 or 5 children, let me ask you a question. You know, are they available? Can they? What do you have for the children? Give me a reason why I need to be a member of your church. Give me a reason why I don't need to go to those 20 other churches that's on the same block as your church. Give me that reason. And 9 times out of 10, most people just don't have a reason. Okay? So we got to make sure that we give them a reason to be a member. Okay? You got to have a game plan. You got to have structure, strategy, and system. I call it the 3 S's. You got to have structure, strategy, and system. And whenever you're having structure, strategy, and system, you have to have implementation. Okay? Okay? Watch this. S cubed equals implementation. Okay, you cannot implement something that you don't not have structure, strategy, and system on. And if you are trying to say, okay, I want to increase my membership, well, you have to have the 3 S cubed. Okay, all right. So the first thing, once again, you got to ask. Okay, hey, listen, guys, we are growing our church, and be honest with people. We are growing our church. We are looking for people who want to share in the ministry, that want to build, that want to be a part of a growing family ministry. If that is you, if something we've said today has imposed upon you to link up with us, then hey, we want you to take advantage of the opportunity now and come and join us. Don't assume they're going to do it just because I made that mistake. All right? The second thing is, guess what? You got to give them something to be a membership of. You know, why am I going to be a member? I'm not saying automatically throwing them into a leadership role. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, hey, they need to be able to see the expansion of the vision. They need to be able to see, okay, that's going somewhere. The children's ministry might have one child in it. I get that. But they need to be able to see that there's a children's ministry and it's growing. Okay, the evangelism team might only have one person on it. That's great, but they need to see the growth of the evangelism team. You hear what I'm saying? The audio team might just have you in a Facebook Live with just one cell phone. That's great, but they need to be able to see this. In order for them to attach themselves to it, they need to be able to see it. All right? The third thing you got to have, watch this. The third thing is you got to have is curriculum. You got to have curriculum. All right? What is curriculum? Well, curriculum is basically structure, strategy, and system, but it's how you're going to operate. Okay? You got to have a SOP, a standard operating procedure. You got to have that when it comes to your membership. So many churches I have been a part of, so many churches I have covered, so many churches I've been in partnership with, and guess what? You do not have an operating procedure for your membership. They don't know. People say, oh, okay, I'm a member now. Now, what do I do? Do that mean I could just go be in the evangelism department? Do that mean I could just be in the pastor? No. You got to have a standard operating procedure for the time that they become members to the time that they are let loose to be able to say, oh, okay, now these are new people that we are connecting with our auxiliary. You cannot sit up here and say, oh, okay, well, you're a member, now go for what you know. Too many times I've seen pastors do that. Oh, you're a member, you join, okay, you got to pay your tithes, and hey, just let me know whatever auxiliary you want to be on. And they don't have a clue. They still dealing in some of the mess that they still, that they got in their personal life. They ain't been delivered all the way yet. They just see something in your ministry. They ain't delivered for you to be sending them out with the evangelism team talking about, hey, can I tell you about Jesus? They still trying to figure out about Jesus. You got to have a curriculum. You got to know step by step, hey, once you become a member or you accept membership, hey, these are the things that we're going to do to help you not only, A, become solid, but also increase your faith and belief and become delivered and saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. So no matter what auxiliary you are a part of, guess what, you are of value. I'm telling you, we have to do that. Too many churches just don't have a curriculum. In the Baptist church, they call it the membership class. You got a membership class or membership orientation. That's what it's called. Now, it's shortened over the years, but because people are impatient. But I don't presume that you should do that. So the third one is make sure that you have a curriculum, all right? The fourth thing you got to have, this is really important. The fourth thing you got to have if you want to increase your membership in your church, excuse me, you have to have what they call a vision board, okay? Now, this may align with number two, but you have to be able to give them a vision board. For them, though, this is not the same as curriculum, because curriculum is teaching. But you got to show them, hey, this is what I want for you. Because you don't get something for nothing. I'm going to tell you that right now. All right? And yes, I get it. It kind of aligns with number two where it says, hey, listen, you got to make sure that you have something for them to be a member of. I'm talking about the overall ministry, but that has nothing to do with them personally. Hey, if they're in debt, hey, listen, I want to show you what it's like for you to be out of debt. If they living in an apartment, hey, we want our members to become homeowners. So let me show you. That's a vision board. You know, right now you're paying your car, but we want you to pay your car off. That's a vision board. That's not only saying, hey, as a ministry, we're gonna have something for you to do as a family, but now for you guys personally. This has nothing to do with the ministry. This has something to do with you. This is what we want each and every family or member to do and to have. So we're going to create a vision board for you. We're going to find out what it is. You want to be an entrepreneur? Great. We want you to be an entrepreneur. Okay? We want you to be an entrepreneur. So now we need to put that on the vision board. Okay? Hear what I'm saying? Churches are missing the mark with this. Not only are we going to help you become associated with our vision, we're going to come connected with your vision. And if you don't have a vision, we're going to help you build one. That's how you get members invested into you. Okay? We're going to work a vision together. I'm going to love your vision. All right? So once again, first, you got to ask them to be a member. All right? The second thing is, The second thing is, after asking, is you have to make sure that you have an SLP. Or you got to give them something to be a member of. All right? You got to give them something to be a member of. The ministry. Okay? The third thing is, and once again, this is the biggest thing is you have to give them a curriculum. You got to give them curriculum. This is step-by-step procedures of what's going on in our membership training, membership orientation, membership training. You got to have that curriculum, all right? The fourth thing is a vision board. You got to make sure that you implement their vision. Show them that you're invested into their vision and you just don't want them to be invested in yours. And the fifth thing, this is the most important thing to me. The fifth thing is, okay, if you want to grow your church, ask for referrals. Ask for referrals. I know we say referrals and that sounds like a sales tactic. No, if I got a new member, I need to know who you know. because I want to invite them. I want to send an email to them. I want to send a text message. Hey, how you doing? I don't know if you know, but the Flowers family just became a member of Kingdom Faith Empowerment Center, and we are excited for them. And they gave us your number because guess what? I asked them if they knew any like-minded people that love the Lord and want to grow and be a part of something great, and they mentioned you. We would love for you, or I want to invite you to our next service. If you can come out, please, you know, respond back. Or if not, hey, we would love to see you. Here's my number if you have any questions. This is Dr. Holly Mays with Kingdom Faith Empowerment Center, and I just want you to know you're welcome. That's called referrals. You can call it whatever you want to, but at the end of the day, it's business. It's not personal, you know. But I want to invest in another family. You got to realize, we'll talk about this on another one. This is church business, and how is it business? All of that stuff, but I need you to understand, referrals is a business entity. So once again, I'm going to give all five of them before we get out of here. As, give them something to be a member of, so have a church of criteria and substance, okay? The third thing is curriculum. Have a game plan. Have an educational game plan for your members. All your members need to be on one accord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, so that we all may be like-minded. You don't need no so that there's no division among us. All your members should be trained the same way. Okay? Number four, invest in their vision. A vision board for them. Make them feel like, hey, listen, I can go to my pastor and tell him what's coming up, what's going on, and my pastor will support me. My church will support me. Too many churches don't support their members. Individual activities. And number five, ask them if they know other people who are like-minded and invite them to your ministry. All right? Listen, guys, I pray that this is helpful for you. I pray that this is something you could use. But don't take this lightly. These are the five ways that you can increase your membership in your church, all right? Man, listen, guys, I love you with the love of the Lord. Remember to continue to subscribe to Dr. Holly Mays Network on YouTube, and also follow us on Bishop Chronicles Podcast via Facebook. If you would like to be a blessing to Bishop Chronicles Podcast of any kind, listen, this thing doesn't work without you, okay? So we need your help to go forward. So if you would like to help, please give us just via Cash App, Dr. Holly Mays, $ Dr. Holly Mays. Listen, we would love to partner with you. But until next week, guys, we love you with the love of the Lord. Remember to uplift Christ wherever you go. And do me a favor, make the rest of your day the best of your day. God bless you. Talk to you guys next week. Peace.